Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and I want to tell you about three astounding films. The one you heard a bit about yesterday, Patterns of Evidence, on the Exodus. Filmmaker Timothy Mahoney was in studio, and we'll be doing a Real Science Radio show with him, and it will be just tremendous. So be prepared for that, and that's available right now on Netflix or Amazon or at Walmart. Also, a new intelligent design film called Living Waters. We'll be interviewing the filmmaker, Ladd Allen, on Real Science Radio soon. An absolutely stunning film, a presentation of the evidence for the hand of the designer, who is our creator God, of course. Well, there's a third film, and this film you'll actually be able to see because it's being brought here for a sneak preview in Denver Friday night. And this film is A Matter of Faith, and it's similar to God's Not Dead, which was such a fun film, only this is way more fun. We're going to go to Dr. Anthony Harper, who we spoke to just a few weeks ago here on Bob and Yurt Live. He's the editor and Christian news correspondent with the Intermountain Christian News in Idaho. And let's bring up Dr. Harper. Dr. Harper, welcome back to Bob and Yurt Live.
It's exciting to be here with you, Bob. Thanks for letting me join you.
Well, thank you very much. So, Dr. Harper, this film, A Matter of Faith, I know you're coming to speak to our Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship group Friday night, 7 o'clock in Denver. I'll give the address in a bit. And on evolution's influence in psychology, on psychology. But you're bringing a film. Could you tell us first about the film? And you're going to show the film. I can't wait.
Oh, I think you'll so enjoy it. And all those that would to attend the showing of A Matter of Faith. For people that would want to know more details about that, the website is amatteroffaithmovie.com. But in this movie showing, the topic is about creation versus evolution. And just a little bit of a summary about the movie. This all centers around a father's experience with having a daughter in a secular school, and where the biology professor is from an atheist view and denies a creator. And there was a previous professor on the college campus where she went that was from a creation perspective.
Mm.
And this atheist biology professor had a big part in to play in having this one other professor from a creation view fired.
Mm.
So there was a lot of animosity. There was tension. And the father is upset about his daughter being exposed to evolution
right.
in his biology class.
Right.
So he confronts the biology professor. And the biology professor challenges him to a debate.
Okay.
And wanting to embarrass and make him look bad.
Right. The father.
And,
the father
so
who's backward.
There's a lot of things that lead up to this debate. And when it gets closer to the debate time, the creation of the previous biology professor that was fired for his creation views, he changes his mind and decides to step in for the father to help out.
Yeah.
To debate this professor. He's reluctant at first, but the father started the debate, but then the other biology professor from the creation view takes over, and is very intense, much more in-depth than what you would see in God's Not Dead.
God's Not Dead was a lot of fun, very encouraging, but the debate itself, the substance of the disagreement, it was only touched upon. And so A Matter of Faith. In fact, what I'd love to do, I know that you're traveling, Dr. Harper, and I'm so thankful you've taken time out while you're on the road to join us. But if we could take a minute, I'd like to play the audio from the trailer of A Matter of Faith. Could you hang on one moment, Doctor?
Sure, no problem.
Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to answer the age-old question. Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
One of the hardest things for a father is when it comes time to send his little girl off to college.
Biology? Did you get Cayman?
Complex life forms evolved from simple.
Hey, what did you think about what Professor Cayman was just saying?
She's one of the cutest freshmen we've seen.
Just calling to get your topic for the October debate.
I really like all of my instructors, especially my biology teacher, Professor Cayman. He's a riot.
The guy's an evolutionist, and there's nothing in the whole course description about biblical creation as even a plausible alternative.
All our public schools and universities teach evolution as the answer to the origins of life.
Don't you think Professor Cayman has some good concepts? He could be right.
Have you ever seen that thing that Cayman does where he shows how we all came from apes?
Life comes from life. It doesn't come from non-life.
Evolution versus creationism. What do you say?
Professor Cayman, my dad can't debate you.
If I were you, I'd get out of it. I've never done anything like this before.
I wasn't going to teach evolutionary lies from those textbooks. I'm out of the game.
You debating Professor Cayman is not going to solve anything.
This guy stands against everything that we believe in.
What are you doing?
What did you tell him?
I'm not interested.
Do you know how embarrassing this is going to be for me?
Welcome everyone to our debate tonight.
Wasn't the Bible written by man?
Yes, it was.
Then how does that make it the Word of God? And you do believe in your viewpoint, don't you?
Okay, so this is going to be a lot of fun, and I'm so thankful, Dr. Anthony Harper, that you're bringing this here, because it's only available in select cities and theaters around the country. So this is an honor. You've been presenting, promoting this film in your paper, the Intermountain Christian News, for some time, and so it's just so great that you happen to be coming here this Friday night.
It's going to be a great time. I'm looking forward to it. Got a lot to share on the topic of evolution, its influence on psychology. And this movie, by the way, can be ordered. I'm taking pre-sales for orders for this movie. Mm. And part of this benefits the Intermountain Christian News, our only Christian newspaper in our Intermountain region.
In Idaho and Oregon area. So I have that phone number. I'd like to give that out. Because we have people who tune in who are not just in the Denver area. They won't be able to make it Friday night. But in order to get the film, A Matter of Faith movie, A Matter of Faith, you can call the Intermountain Christian News and order it at 208-703-8688. That's 208-703-8688. Dr. Harper, you will be speaking on psychology, but just a little bit about this film, a little bit more. In my introduction, I mentioned two other films that we've been talking to the filmmakers, and one is from Illustra Media, Living Waters. And they go into the claim that whales evolved from land animals at the most 9 million years ago. And it is so interesting. They have an evolutionary biologist, Dr. Richard Sternberg, who was let go from the Smithsonian a few years back because of his support for intelligent design. And he pointed out a paper that was published in the journal Genetics. And it said to get two mutations, just two coordinated mutations in an organism, like an animal becoming a whale, it would take more than 100 million years to get two mutations. And obviously, you would need tens of millions of mutations, if not more, to go from a land animal to an aquatic creature like a whale. So over 100 million years just to get two coordinated mutations, and you would need millions of mutations. So when the biology professor in this film decides to come and join the debate, he is armed with so much ammunition to just slaughter the evolutionist. It's going to be a fun film. I hope a lot of people come out Friday night.
I do too. And so I am looking forward to this event. As I mentioned, the topic of evolution and psychology is such an important issue. Bob, the difference I'm contrasting between Sigmund Freud, who's an obvious atheist and denies original sin, to the psychiatrist Carl Menninger. Freud wrote a book called Future of an Illusion, in which he states humans fabricated God because they could not face death alone. Mm. This concept is throughout the book, and contrasting to what Carl Menninger, Dr. Menninger, said that in the book titled Whatever Happened to Sin. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Menninger is acknowledging that there's original sin, but a lot of people in the psychology realm, the mental health area, do not acknowledge original sin. And probably it's because of their fear of being accountable to a holy God.
Well,
a lot of people want to deny that sin exists.
Well, Dr. Harper, the claim that Freud made that humans invent God because they're afraid to die alone, he should have immediately recognized the alternative that humans deny God because they're afraid of Judgment Day.
Right.
He should have immediately acknowledged that is very much a possibility that is his bias. But typically, I find that Christians are able to take both sides of an issue, of a disagreement, and put both sides in their hands and sort of move it around and look at it from every perspective and acknowledge the particulars of the different perspectives where secularist, atheist, materialist, reductionist, it seems like they pretty much can't do that. They talk about bias, but always oblivious to their own bias.
Of course. And the second, the reason for humans fabricating evolution out of fear of facing a holy God and being accountable is the most logical to me. There's a tendency for humans to be prideful and arrogant about what they know. Hmm. We really do need to be humble. So I think this is a very important issue that a lot of people don't know how to really discuss, don't know how to reason. And Jesus talks about the importance of reasoning ability. Hmm. There's so much evidence around us to support intelligent design, a creator, and people are without excuse. So,
wow,
it's going to be a wonderful night this Friday with all these issues. I will be playing a video clip with Richard Dawkins, one of the well-known atheists.
Yes,
and his well-known book, The God Delusion.
Right,
but some video clips of him arguing about this issue of God, and he looks very angry when he's talking about that issue. And then he's engaging with an evolutionary psychologist. So I have that video clip as well.
Mm.
And so it would be very thought-provoking for people to realize the difference between the two worldviews. And the one that makes the most sense to me, Bob, is the creation view.
Mm. Dr. Harper, when you come to Denver, the event, Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship, meets in southeast Denver. It's I-25 in Yale, so that's south of downtown Denver. And you head east just, I don't know, maybe not even half a mile to 5900 East Yale Ave. It's a beautiful church. This is 7 o'clock Friday evening, August 14th. And it will really be a wonderful time. In fact, we have, my family, including my parents, will be coming out to see you, Dr. Harper. Can we talk a little bit about your background? If I recall, you got a degree from the University of the State of New York in Albany, but you have a number of degrees. Is that right?
Yes, I have a Master of Education degree in General Guidance and Counseling from the College of Idaho. I have a postmaster program from Liberty University in Counseling, and I have a PhD in Psychology from California Coast University.
Mm.
And my research doctorate degree was, my dissertation was regarding religiosity issues. And specifically, it's a long title, but it's the influence of religiosity upon depression. Mm. It was a correlational study between a religion scale that I developed and another religion scale in the Beck Depression Inventory.
Well, we've... go ahead.
Oh, yeah, there's a very significant issue when you discuss what healthy religiosity is or healthy view of God versus unhealthy and its impact on a person's emotions.
Hmm. Well, we have reported on our Real Science Radio program not too long ago a couple different studies, one in the U.S. and I think one was in Australia, where these were university studies where they looked at people who believed in God or didn't believe in God, and they found that people who did not believe in God still harbored a strong emotional hatred of God. And that was real peculiar because I don't believe in let's say, Santa Claus. And in fact, I realized that a belief in Santa Claus could actually harm people. But I don't hate Santa Claus. I don't have an emotional thing about Santa Claus. So for people to be, and we've all seen the visceral anger, like you mentioned, Richard Dawkins, and to be able to control in a university research study to see that these are people who are actually angry at God, the person who they claim does not exist. It's just so extraordinary to see this.
It is very extraordinary. It's sad that people have that anger towards God because he doesn't deserve to be treated that way. Mm. There's a blame-shifting issue, which is so often we see the blame-shifting starting between Adam and Eve, and it just has gone on, and it's very alive today. But people just don't want to be accountable, and that's why I believe they fabricated evolution to go along with a system that would not make them accountable.
So blame shifting, you said that started with Adam and Eve. I'm the pastor at Denver Bible Church. I better know what you're referring to. But we might have some listeners who are not quite sure. What do you mean by that, Dr. Harper?
Well, of course, in the Genesis account, we have Eve, you know, being tempted by the serpent, by the devil. And she partakes of this fruit that they were warned not to because they were warned that they would die. So she gives in and disobeys God and then gives this fruit, whatever it was, you know, to Adam, and he eats of it. So, you know, Adam, Eve blames the serpent and Adam blames Eve. And who knows? The scripture doesn't say that who the serpent blamed.
Well, he probably blamed God, I imagine. But
I imagine the serpent is angry with God in the first place.
Yeah. So, Dr. Harper, when God says in Genesis 3, you know, have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? The man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate. So just immediately blaming someone else. And I think we've continued that tradition for thousands of years now.
Yes, it's an age-old problem. The only solution to sin is Jesus. He alone can save us. He alone is the Messiah. Hmm. And how upsetting to think that many people are accepting other people as messiahs or something. They look to humans rather than God. And, of course, humans can't save us, only Jesus.
Hmm. So that... As you have a PhD in psychology, this idea of overcoming our emotional struggles, when people want to blame others, I've noticed as the pastor of Denver Bible Church, I've done counseling for 15 years now as a pastor, and the most difficult hurdle to get over is when people are obsessed with blaming others. They blame their employer, they blame their spouse, they blame their parents, they blame everyone else, and after you listen to them for a half hour, you realize this is going to be very difficult to get them to look at themselves as the source of most of their problems.
Yes, and it's because of pride so often. Mm. Really, I know that from Scripture, a broken and contrite heart God will not despise. What attracts God to see this humbleness. Mm. Like King David, broken, very repentant, remorseful about sin, as we should be as well. It's comforting to know, Bob, that all of us need a Savior. It's one answer fits all situations, one solution in our Messiah, Jesus. We have all sinned and fallen short of God's glory, and so I don't see what the problem is in confessing that we have sin, other than it's the pride problem that people refuse to do that.
Yes, and so in the New Testament, James says that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. And at Denver Bible Church, when we are sharing the gospel, urging people to trust in Jesus Christ so their sins could be forgiven, we so often bring up humility, because humility could save a marriage. Humility could avert a war. Humility could enable a person to look to Jesus Christ as their Savior. So the Bible stresses that we should humble ourselves before God and even before one another in attitude of humility. But so crucial. And so pride, selfishness and pride, they seem to be, they go hand in hand.
They do. But we want to encourage people to get into God's Word. The Bible has the answers for these dilemmas. We have serious problems that only Jesus can help with, and it's very freeing to confess your sins, knowing that with Him there is hope, only with Jesus. And I'd love to just share the gospel message to Bob with as many people as possible that we have sin that only Jesus can help us with. You can only save us from that. And the time seems to be getting short, Bob, and we see so much unrest and attack on our religious freedoms. And I would hope that more people would come to know Jesus before it's too late. And I'd like to give out our news website. It's imcnews.org. Intermountain Christian News, you can learn more about us there.
So say that again.
Intermountain Christian News website, yes. IM as in mountain, C as in Christian, news.org.
Dr. Harper, Dr. Anthony Harper, your talk then, Evolution's Influence on Psychology, this whole idea that basically a reductionist view of the human being, that we are simply matter in motion, and a denial of the spirit, a denial in many cases of the mind, that we're just, it's a meat computer in our heads, a physical brain, and that's all we are. Might that be a reason why there's so much of an effort to treat mental illness with drugs, because of the thought that this is just all chemical reactions?
Yes, it's a real deception. Giving drugs to the problem won't solve a spiritual issue. Mm. It sedates people. The drugs sedate people, put them into compliance. But the underlying issue is not being dealt with. That is the original sin in the first place. And it is very discouraging, Bob, that there's so much deception in that psychology realm. And we are facing, I think more than ever in our modern times, major effort to disrespect God, and we see our own government not acknowledging Christ, and that we are born with certain issues, which actually, from biblical view, we're all born in sin. But people say, I'm born this way, I'm born that way, so therefore I can't be more than what I'm born to be. Mm. We've seen an onslaught on the issue regarding homosexuality, issues of marriage, and if you know who Ray Comfort is.
Oh, yeah, we interview Ray usually when he has a new film out. His latest film, Audacity, about homosexuality, is absolutely tremendous.
Oh, it is. I was just with Ray Comfort in person just about a week or so ago in California. Mm. Audacity movie is a great movie I think everyone should see.
Yes, really great. And helping us currently as we battle against the culture that's trying to stamp out all vestiges of Christian morality. So Friday night at 7 o'clock, Dr. Anthony Harper will be here showing this wonderful film, A Matter of Faith, and that is at Calvary Apostolic Church. It's a beautiful church in southeast Denver. It's right off of I-25 and Yale Ave. So you head east just maybe a quarter mile or so, 5900 East Yale Ave at 7 o'clock Friday night. There's a wonderful feature film. You'll get to see the film, and we'll hear a brief presentation. That's going to be before the film, right, Doctor?
The presentation?
Yes.
My presentation will be given first before the film starts.
And we'll see the clips of who we got, Dawkins, Richard Dawkins.
We have Richard Dawkins and B.F. Skinner.
Okay.
We were talking about that people are born with these tendency to be a certain way. B.F. Skinner, more than any of them, the behaviorist,
was nurture.
Makes that point very strong.
Nature versus nurture. So, well, thank you very much, Dr. Harper, for your time. We'll pray for you on your travels, and may God bless you, and we can't wait to see you in person.
Can't wait to see you. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Thank you very much. So that's Dr. Anthony Harper, Intermountain Christian News, the website imcnews.org. If you'd like to order the film by phone right now, 208-703-8688. I can't wait to see the film. It's really going to be fun. I think that you'll love it. So come on out if you possibly can. And if not, go ahead and order the film. And then we have Real Science Radio coming up. Should be fabulous this week. And also interviews with Ladd Allen, the filmmaker for Living Waters from Illustra Media. What a fabulous film that is. And Patterns of Evidence and other Real Science Radio. God bless.